Press TV's news in brief. Fighting continues in Yemen's capital Sana'a between loyalists of Ali Abdullah Saleh and supporters of defected General Ali Mohsen al-Ahmar. Over a dozen people have been killed since Wednesday. Saleh's forces are using snipers and heavy weapons against anti-regime protesters who seek the immediate ouster of Saleh. Libyan revolutionaries say they've captured most parts of Sabha. They say there are only some pockets of resistance coming from Gaddafi forces. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is raging on between revolutionaries and Gaddafi loyalists near Sirte and Bani Walid. The cities are the remaining strongholds of pro-Gaddafi forces. A recent study has found that heavy government debt is threatening the existence of the euro currency. The study conducted by EU Central Bank's economists also shows that such debts risks undermine stability, growth and employment. The report calls on the EU to adopt tough measures on overspending governments. Meanwhile, stock markets have dropped across the world amid fears of a new recession for the US economy. American stocks have plunged more than 2% in early trade. Markets in Britain and France were down by over 5% each, while German shares saw a fall of more than 4%. The US president has reiterated Washington will veto the Palestinian bid for recognition of an independent state at the UN. Barack Obama made the remark in a meeting with acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Iran is marking the Sacred Defense Week in commemoration of the sacrifices made during Iraq's 8-year war against the Islamic Republic in the 1980s. The annual ceremonies this year started in the capital, Tehran, with a parade of different units in the armed forces. Iran has welcomed a move by New Zealand to put the Pakistan-based Jundullah group on its terror list. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast expressed hope that other countries would take necessary actions against the terrorist group. Jundullah is responsible for carrying out dozens of terrorist attacks in Iran. And a man convicted by a US court of murdering a police officer 2 decades ago has been put to death after the Supreme Court refused the last-minute appeal to stay his execution. Troy Davis, 42, was given a lethal injection in the state of Georgia.